Good afternoon, Nat.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, you visited the area. I believe you saw exactly what was going on, whether structures have been pulled down and all of that. Were the traders making any efforts to move out?
Yes, of course. When I got there, I saw that structures were being pulled down, structures in front of the president's residence. And if you stand across the street, the main street that leads to the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, now the president's house, his residence is visible. Yes, and I spoke to some of the traders, and the concerns they raised was that, you know, today is the last day, and they were telling me that, and I saw myself, it's not possible that they can move out of the place totally. So they are asking authorities to give them more days. Yeah, I spoke to a welder who is also a mechanic. He's called Kofi Edu. He says now he has to move all the way from that spot to Kaswa. Let's listen to what he said.
We are all looking for new places ourselves.
So now where are you going?
I'm going to Kaswa.
Kaswa. I see you are selling a lot of your metals and scraps.
Right.
Why are you selling them?
I cannot take all along because even some are not useful. There are some transporting them to Kaswa is going to be another problem. So we have to do away with it.
I understand today is the last day.
Right.
So if you are not able to move out by today, what is happening?
We are going to plead that if it's possible, they give us some few days to get ourselves out. But at the moment, we are all preparing to leave. Some are having just a container, so it's easy to pick it away. I'm a welder. I have cars which are not ready for the owners. But since I cannot carry them to Kaswa, as I said, I have to find means to release them to the owners. And that is not easy as somebody who is only in a container.
Can you say that by the end of the day, you'll be able to pack out of here?
For me, especially me, I don't actually know what to do. I'm struggling to get it done, if possible, so that I get it for the owner before I leave. If it's possible, I get some few days to get that, especially that car. But all the all these cars around are ready for the owners, but especially the accident car, which is left with some minor things to be done before I can release it to the owner.
Can you confirm or not that you have received the compensation?
Oh, yes.
Well, obviously, that's one of the traders who are in front of President Akufo-Addo's residence. He says he's parking. And you're telling me something that he says he's selling his wares there as scrap.
Yes, you know, he's a welder and a mechanic, so obviously he deals in metals. And now he has no option than to sell off all the metals he has as scraps for less than their worth. Yeah, of course. I spoke to another lady. She's a seamstress there. And she tells me that she's ready. And by the close of today, she's ready to move. And she told me that she's been there for 24 years, and now she has to leave.
Manya, baby, me call.
Now, can I say, I'm compensating Musaka now.
Yes, Saka. Me say, me come.
Okay.
Me say, I'm crying. Say, me call. Just say, me say, me go eat you, my bium. My sister, me man, I go goofy.
Now, yet he says, Kana, yes, he be mamuno.
Oh, I know the assembler that I'm trying to so. In my pocket, we make up. I don't know, no, so we call.
I'm going to say, the last day.
Until I'm just one with my pocket, me name.
We
want to want to pen on my barber flower.
Now, more man can meet me, say, I'm good here. And you're the only to me, fee her and there.
Ah, sir, as soon as be out, as soon as be out.
I'm not going to be able to do this.
Minsanka ya, come into me. Come and consider if you mean to me, you do maybe.
Into who started the wage man or high fee and
94 years.
Well, Nat, now, how was the general mood over there? I'm sure they must feel really sad.
Of course,
out.
The word is sad. Now, if you've lived for a place and you've worked there for over 20 years, like we just heard, if finally you've been asked to move, obviously, you'll be sad. Although they were pulling down the structures in preparation to move away, you could see from their body language that they are not happy. You understand? And the guy I spoke to earlier on, Kofi Edu, the welder mechanic guy, as I was speaking to him, a guy came who had given his car to him to repair. And because of the moving out, the evacuation and all of that, he wasn't able to finish the car. And the guy is angry because, according to him, he's paid 3,000 cedis to the guy to fix his vehicle for him, and he's not done it. So he was angry at him. So I think we have a voice. Let's speak.
Me see area me person me no be deliver you me the car niko baby am charge you betu half them make catch one no simple as that already what me 27 million you near car me I know
you man am charge
what my what me 23 million me go and do 23 million but that's not
reason
say 3 million now you want
what number 3 you man you charge 30 million now who should be 25 you can go see 25 no what my saying I'm charge 27 million
now 25
25 what am I say I can
see and now they were finish 25 million now charge
25 na mama me na wo I don't know because 25 is a base code between you na wan ka say me charge 30 million wan ka say u trim no jim say 25 and amaye 10 first and amaye first 5 second and amaye 3 I say
yeah
18
yeah bra I na be jam as for man no
500 you 5 million
and I come back 10 million you back come 20 million na ka want
you man 10 million bisa no.
So generally it was a peaceful scene that I met there, aside this small incident that I saw.
Okay, thank you very much, Nat. He's our correspondent who visited President Akufo-Addo's Nima residence earlier.